Now, the first drawback is a pretty obvious one, and that's for security reasons. That's right. Security reasons is a pretty obvious choice, and, you know, I think, one that I think you all would agree with, yours truly, without having to sort of, you know, elaborate too much on. But security is one of many reasons why yours truly decided to stop adding and maintaining this other online destination that was, you know, that was very much, you know, sort of textual in nature, which he started back in the beginning of 2021. So security reasons, along with the second reason, all the interference stuff. So these were the two primary reasons why he stopped. And so remember that little separate special segment yours truly was talking about that he might be doing, but was thinking about where to do it? Well, since everyone is sort of flocking here anyways, and since this happens to be, you know, at least for now, it happens to be yours truly's primary or main platform to serve as a sort of voice, so to speak, yours truly has decided that, hey, why not, right? Yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and just do it here. Or at least, let's go ahead and reveal what the topic is, you know. And so there you go. This is the topic, you know, about the positives and negatives about this whole internet thing and this whole internet era thing that we're all in. But as I mentioned just previously, that one was a little not so good. Let's do that again. But as I just mentioned previously, we won't go into too much of it for now, but yours truly will just emphasize some important points that do need to be addressed and pointed out, okay? And so with this whole internet thing, or era thing that we're in, you know, I guess one of the advantages of it is that now just about anyone can step foot into this whole web planet or internet planet and have a presence, right? And I guess that can be a good thing, but it can also be a very bad thing. Yeah, because now, and I think there should be, you know, like some sort of automatic disclaimer of some sort by the internet or World Wide Web before you enter at all times, before you enter regardless of location, that is, you know, just a disclaimer that, you know, as a reminder that says something in the realm of, I don't know, maybe something like not all of what you see, hear, read, or feel. Well, I don't know about feel. That would be kind of really creepy, right? But the automatic disclaimer should say something in the ballpark of like, I don't know, like not all of what you see, hear, or read on the internet or World Wide Web or online is true or accurate. And so therefore, if you so desire to enter this space, please keep that in mind and so consume, devour, and enjoy at your own risk. Just don't be an idiot, okay? Or I mean something to that degree, right? I think that would make a lot of sense since there's just so much junk out there in the internet space that literally is just that, junk. You know, that's taking up a lot of space that can be harmful and detrimental, you know, to those who consume it. And I think you all would agree with yours truly on that, right? Well, I don't know, maybe there's already an automatic disclaimer in some cases, I guess, but I'm saying maybe across the board, that is. And so, reasons number one and two are the two primary reasons why yours truly decided to stop with this other online destination that was, much more textual in nature. Because when you are writing and publishing text, online, a lot of things can go wrong because of those two reasons, right? Now, it probably wouldn't be that big of a deal if, say, you're only writing / typing a few lines or paragraphs here or there to publish online, because it's fairly easy to track and make sure that, you know, what you wrote and intended to publish at the end of the day is exactly what the outside world sees, right? If not, that could be a big problem, right? But once you start getting into, say, 10, 20, 30, you know, 100 or more pages of text, this can be an issue when you are met with reasons number 1 and 2. If you all know what I mean, because all it takes sometimes is a few words here or there, you know, being altered without your consent or without you even knowing or noticing at all. All it takes is a few words here or there to completely flip or change the entire narrative. Yeah, you know, a few words here or there can make someone, you know, for example, it can make someone out to be a bad person as opposed to, say, you know, the victim in the story, so to speak, if that makes sense. And so this is why yours truly decided that it's probably best to not continue publishing so much text, because it was primarily because of those first two reasons. And so yours truly would like to use or cite a very, very, very important example here, you know, with this whole idea of the availability of this whole internet thing or World Wide Web era we're all in. This part is very important, so listen closely.